thank you notes from our side to you. First of all, for accepting our invitation and for being present with us, for organizing and conducting a delegation which is very competent, it enlarged delegation with representatives from all institutions that are involved in the response to the challenges of enforced disappearances. Also to thank you for the encouraging messages. I can just mention two of them that were transmitted to us by the Honorable Senator. The first one on gender parity. I am very pleased to note that this quantitative element of having half and half representation in the representative organs will be also transmitted in a qualitative way. It will be transmitted in responding to the needs of women in the entire country, but especially to the women that are touched by the phenomenon of enforced disappearance. We had had some days before a very powerful and very emotional and touching testimony from the mothers, sisters, daughters of the relatives of enforced disappearance. And this is sometimes that recalls us to the rationale of the existence of this committee. Of course, we are a body that monitors the implementation of the convention. It's upon the state party to fulfill the obligations. But at the same time, we cannot stay at the legal framework. We see that positive steps have been taken. But what is more important is that these legislative positive steps are transmitted in a way that we see full and effective implementation of this legislation in the entire country, and also some results in the fight against enforced disappearances and full enjoyment of the rights of the victim. I cannot just to say that we agree completely with you that these efforts that we are putting, we as committee members, you as administration, is only for the victims of enforced disappearance. And I can just conclude that we see that some positive steps have been undertaken, but we have miles to go. We have miles to go in order to fulfill the objective of this convention, that is, no one is subjected to enforced disappearance. And by concluding on this, let me assure you that this committee, our expertise, our members, would like to be side by side with the victims of enforced disappearance in Mexico, with the authorities. We are, let's say, an apolitical body. For us, the state of Mexico is represented by its institution. And we hope that the institutions that we created in December will have as a top priority human rights, will have as a top priority measures to be taken in order to ease the problem of enforced disappearance in the country. So by concluding with that, I would like to thank each of you for your contribution and to wish that you have a safe trip back home. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. With many, many thanks for the interpreters, for their flexibility, and sometimes for joining us in the expression of pain and grief that we feel together in our common work. So thank you very much to all of you.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.